Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2PM. Your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. Apple Music, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast, you can find these free and available, and we'd love if you give us a like and a review as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's stars. And we have a fantastic guest on today, and some could argue the best player at the position when it comes to the 2024 draft. He was a unanimous All-American. He was also invited to the NFL Combine. He arrived at Iowa and became one of the star punters of collegiate football. It's none other than Torrey Taylor. Torrey, you've had a fabulous career. We appreciate your time. But with that said, how's this evening treating you, my friend?
Yeah, first and foremost, thanks very much for having me on. And yeah, appreciate all the kind words. But yeah, I'm actually out in San Diego at the moment, and it's about 65, 70 degrees every day. It's sunny, so punting and working out and, yeah, having a good time.
And for your transition, we all know that, you know, you're from Australia and you've got your kick with Pro Kick, I believe, a program to get players over there acclimated. Can you kind of just take us through? And I'd like to know when you entered that Pro Kick, and I don't really know how it works, but did you think that you'd have this much success when you finally got here?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. You know, I spoke to a few coaches at the Combine, and I kind of just said, you know, it's pretty crazy how life works. Four years ago, I was sitting back in Melbourne not really knowing whether I was ever going to get out here. Yeah, so I joined Pro Kick Australia in the middle of 2019, and then, long story short, kind of found out that I was going to Iowa, and original thoughts were, you know, I'd always wanted to play in the Big Ten, because I feel like if you play in the Big Ten and you prove yourself, it's going to go a long way. So, you know, I didn't come halfway across the world for without the NFL in sights or anything like that. It was always a goal and a dream, but it kind of, as the years went on and seasons progressed, it kind of just started to, progress into talks of, well, maybe I've actually kind of got what it takes. So, yeah, it all happens pretty quickly, but, the way it works back in Australia is, you kind of, I was working just in construction as a job to try and, you know, get by and save up to move across here. And then I'd punt three or four times a week with Nathan Chapman and John Smith. I guess they started Pro Kick about 15 years ago. Yeah, so worked out with them three or four times a week. And I really enjoyed that. It was probably the better, one of the more enjoyable years I've had of my life, just being able to go work out there. And I love punting, and I think that's probably what I've been lucky to have some success. It's probably really just come down to that authentic passion for punting, and that's, I've really had that since I started, you know, whether it be 75 degrees or 30 degrees, I don't really care as long as I'm punting the ball. And I feel like that's really helped me just progress throughout my career.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Torrey Taylor, the Ray Guy Award winner, a ton of accolades. If I just mentioned accolades, we wouldn't have enough time to actually enjoy him on our program. And I love how you subtly said that, you know, you've had some success. And I love how you've come across. Now, 2020, I believe you're doing your thing, but it's COVID, so there's no fans. What was it like when 2021 rolls around and you really get to engage in the atmosphere of Big Ten football, let alone being there at Iowa?
Yeah, you know, my first year, people were kind of like, well, how are you going to go play in your first year? And there was obviously no fans, so I didn't really have to worry about that. And as silly as it sounds, I'm sure other players will attest to this too, and you may have heard it before, but it was almost like you're playing in practice, really. It was almost just a scrimmage game every week, because there's really only 200 or 300 people in the stands. But Then the next season rolls around in 2021, and, you know, my coach was like, you know, it's going to be different with fans and things like that. But I was fortunate enough to obviously play at Iowa, where fans are pretty crazy. But at the same time, I never really kind of bought into the whole atmosphere and things like that, because I was really only out there for 20 seconds at a time. So whether there was 100,000 people or there was 100 people, I'm not just saying this, I had absolutely no idea while I was out there punting. And I think that really helped me as well.
Love it. And again, the way that you were kind of able to just kind of really become the guy that you are is just a testament. And I do a lot of these shows, Torrey, and I can feel your passion for punting coming through. I mean, there's certain guys that they speak certain words. It could be a defensive guy who says he loves hitting, and you kind of get the feeling, wow, this kid really does love to hit. And when talking to you, I really get the sense that, man, you know, we hung up the show and you hung up your cleats and you never just say the NFL, you would still go punt. I assume it's just something you're going to do just because you love doing it. Now, with that said, there's a reason why you are the guy you are. What do you think teams are going to love about you? I always ask this question of our guests. If you're in the film room, you're with these scouts, they're breaking down you and the way you punt, the way you can put it inside the 20, the power. What are some of the things that you think they're going to like the most?
Probably just the high levels of consistency that I've probably been able to show throughout my whole career. You know, I think, and I don't like to play the comparison game or anything like that, but there's a lot of guys, I guess, in their careers that may really only have, they might be one hit wonders in the sense that they might have one or two good years. But I think my biggest thing is I've really done it over a consistent period of time. And I think what separates me from other guys is just being able to do it in the Big Ten as well. You know, earlier in the year it might be 65, 70 degrees, but the last few games of the year, that's when you really try and, I guess, really show what you can do, and you really find out who's a true competitor, not even just in the punt position, really just football in general. But I think my biggest strength is really once it gets into that push territory, you know, the minus 40 going in, I feel like that's just kind of my bread and butter, and that's what separates me from other guys for sure.
Love it. And you're that special team's weapon with a powerful foot. Now, this is your show, and as I mentioned earlier, I really don't know what teams could not know about you at this point, because you've kind of been through the whole gauntlet of interviews and whatnot. But is there anything to add? I mean, I do know NFL personnel listen in, Torrey. Anything to add? Great in the community. Maybe you're a film junkie, team captain, weight room warrior. I know you got great size. Anything else to add to help you fall in their good graces? You bump you up around when you get drafted?
I appreciate that, but I think it's one of those things, you know, the film really speaks for itself, and I don't really need to sit here and brag about myself or anything like that. To all the people listening, you know, the film speaks for itself, and I think what separates me from other guys is that I've done it in games. I consider myself a gamer. I love playing in the big moments. But not to say that every punt isn't important in comparison to others, but because it is. But I just think the way that I've kind of gone about it for a full 4 years is really what is going to separate me from other guys. And I just know whatever team gets me, they're going to be glad they did. And, yeah, I'm just really excited to I guess, know who that's going to be in a couple of months' time.
And I cover the Steelers. Were you able to speak to the Steelers at the Combine?
Yeah, I did actually, and yeah, really enjoyed talking to those guys. They actually just signed an Aussie today, Cam Johnson. So yeah, it's good for him.
You're on top of it. I love how you knew that. I love it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love how you're aware of
specialist position. I'm all over it.
I love that. Once again, Torrey Taylor, the standout Iowa punter, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the C2P as he enjoys the weather out in San Diego. And we're based here in Youngstown, Ohio, where it's a breezy, balmy 38 degrees. So much different comparison to where Torrey's currently at. Now, you mentioned coming over here and growing up in Melbourne. Outside of the game of all your passion for punting, do you have any other interests or hobbies, Torrey?
Yeah, I'm actually a really big golfer. Like most punters and kickers you talk to, we're all pretty into our golf. So, yeah, I love getting out on the course. I was fortunate enough to play out here yesterday with Jack Fox, the punter at Detroit, and AJ Cole, who's at the Raiders. So, yeah, we we had a fun round out here yesterday. But yeah, to go back to your original question, I'm yeah, big golfer. It's kind of hard being in Iowa. You can really only play three or four months of the year. Once October hits, it's usually snowed under, so that makes life a little difficult. But yeah, I love my golf for sure. Just I feel like there's a lot of translation from golf to football, so that really helps too.
Yeah, well, I think yeah, for you it's you get one shot at it. It's kind of like a drive. I mean, you got to put the ball or putt. For you, I mean, you get that one putt. And I'm curious. You're now we know you got a big foot in football in terms of punting. Is driving your best at golf or is it your short game?
It probably is my driving. Yeah, short game needs a little bit of work. I'm not too bad around the greens, but it's kind of. My pitching is such, you know, that 80 to 100-yard shot certainly needs a lot of work. And because it's all well and good to hit the ball far, but if you're not hitting it on the green in regulation, then you kind of, it's a bit of a waste.
I love it. Listen, Torrey, we're almost out of time, but nonetheless, we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us. Before we let you go, we call it three and out. They're just a few lighthearted, off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Oh, it's making me nervous. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now we're going to go back to your days at Iowa, the coaching staff. It could have been anybody on the coaching staff, but what coach had the biggest peeve during practice? An absolute no-no. If you or your teammates got caught doing this during practice, you might catch some hell.
From which coach?
Any coach. Was there any coaches on the staff that had a real big pet peeve in practice?
Oh, you know, Coach Parker probably had 1,000 of them. Luckily, I didn't have too much to do with him. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Coach Parker. He had probably had about 1,000 pet peeves. And you always knew where you stood with him because he'd blatantly let you know about it.
Oh, that's great. And how about this one? I was trying to do some research and just trying to get to know you, but I know you have a twin. What is the most what's that – twin trait, if you will? You guys are just inseparable. You guys are 100% like in that one aspect.
Oh, that is hard because we are not alike literally at all. You wouldn't even think we're brothers. So that's a really hard question to answer on the spot, to be honest. That's probably something you did have to ask my parents. Yeah, I wish I could answer that, and I'm not just saying that, but we are so different. You wouldn't even think we're brothers or friends or anything. We don't do anything together.
Well, that's crazy. I guess, that's what it is. Well, if I ever get a chance to talk to Mom or Dad, that's definitely a question I'm going to circle and bring up when that moment arrives. Then the final one, it's the 11th of March. The draft is quickly approaching. I assume that day you're going to be with family and friends. You're waiting to hear where you're going to go, hearing your name come off the board. But with that said, Torrey, who's the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made as you celebrate this football journey?
Definitely my mom's carbonara pasta. Yeah, can't beat it. One of my favorite dishes for sure. And she's very, very good at it.
Well, Mom is now on the clock for her famous pasta, and Torrey, you are on the clock for the 2024 NFL Draft. You're a pleasure to have on, and we just kind of say wish you the best moving forward. Stay humble, stay hungry, and we can't wait to see you do your thing on Sundays.
Really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much for having me on, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Sir, once again, that's the standout, Torrey Taylor from Iowa, kind enough to join us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.